FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Garrett Wilson with One-on-One News. I know I squeaked by. I know it's your all-ladies night here.
Yeah, we were doing a thing with ladies, but I figured I'd break it up a little bit and take a call from a guy.
Well, that's very gracious of you. Anyway, I'm Garrett Wilson with One-on-One News, and I'm calling with your free One-on-One News report.
My free One-on-One News report?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, here's how One-on-One reports work. We call subscribers three times a day, and we deliver a 5 to 10 minute news report for you specifically. You supply us with your interests, preferences, whether you're into world news, local news, sports, entertainment, etc., and we tailor-make the reports for you.
Okay.
I was wondering if you'd like to sample one of our reports.
Sure.
Well, I don't know your interests, so I'll have to do a somewhat, not so much generic one, but just one that, you know, is kind of for everybody.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure. Now, okay. Your name is what?
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson, and
yes.
You're going to do a one-on-one news broadcast just
exactly.
For me.
If you subscribe or if any of your listeners subscribe, this is what they can look forward to three times a day.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let's start. Floridians in search of water, cleaning supplies, and generators lined up Tuesday morning outside the few stores that were open after Hurricane Wilma cut a costly, deadly swath across the peninsula. The storm slammed across the state in about 7 hours on Monday, causing billions in insured damage and leaving 6 million people without electricity. Wilma was blamed for at least 6 and possibly as many as 8 deaths statewide, and thousands of residents remained in shelters Tuesday. Well, things are certainly heating up in the Valerie Plame leak scandal. I. Lewis Scooter Libby Jr., Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, first learned about Plame, the CIA officer at the heart of the leak investigation, in a conversation with Cheney weeks before Plame's identity became public in 2003, lawyers involved in the case said on Monday. Notes of the previously undisclosed conversation between Libby and Cheney on June 12, 2003, appear to differ from Libby's testimony to a federal grand jury that he initially learned about Plame from journalists, the lawyers said. The notes taken by Libby during the conversation, for the first time, placed Cheney in the middle of an effort by the White House to learn about Plame's husband, Joseph C. Wilson IV, who was questioning the administration's handling of intelligence about Iraq's nuclear program to justify the war. We'll be back after these messages. This is Colonel Jessup Davies V. When I was a little boy, my great-grandpappy, Colonel Jessup Davies I, used to tell me about the hard work he and his brothers used to do on the estate down in Georgia. Grandpappy said that after 12 hours working in the hot sun, nothing was more refreshing than a nice, cool, crisp salad. All these years later, I still think nothing beats a heaping bowl of big lettuce with all the fixings to make you feel all right. That's why we've opened Colonel Davies' Salad Plantation. New Bridge's only Olympic-sized salad bar. We're located at 2376 New Muffler Row, just a block away from where Old Muffler Row was before it exploded. As the young folks say, come on down and get your salad on. You'll be glad you did. Let us fix you a salad. Let us fix it up right. Let us fix you a salad. Come and see us tonight. In local news, it's the end of an era for customers of Newbridge Subs, Central New Jersey's longest surviving delicatessen. The high cost of supplies and stiff competition from fast food restaurants are causing owner Keith Mason to close up shop on December 31st. Mason expressed great regret about the closing, but did note that the shop will host a gala going out of business party on December 17th in the shop's parking lot. The party will feature an appearance by Survivor contestant / adult film actor Reggie Monroe, a butter churning demonstration from hippie Johnny Jenkins, as well as musical performances by Mother 13, the Gas Station Dogs, and Pout. Newbridge Subs opened in 1921 and became a landmark of sorts when local mobster Antonio Marchetti was brutally murdered in one of its booths in July of 1978. In local sports, The Newbridge Knights football team lost a real heartbreaker to Upper East West Newbridge on Saturday afternoon. The final score was Upper East West Bridge 24, Newbridge 21. Knights head coach Ted Drayton said he was pleased with the team's performance and hopes it will continue to improve. Coach Drayton would not comment on why Knights running back Matthew Wilson remained on the bench for the entire game. Many Knights supporters have questioned not only Drayton's ability to lead the team, but also whether or not he can be trusted around impressionable teenage boys. In entertainment, Charlize Theron is getting rave reviews for her performance in North Country. In the film, the South African beauty plays a struggling mother of two trying to eke out a living in the male-dominated mines of northern Minnesota. Newbridge weather calls for periods of rain tonight, with highs in the upper 40s. Wednesday should be mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the morning, then a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs around 50. And now it's time for Garrett's take, where yours truly gets to give his 2 cents. My dear America, what has become of you? It seems like only yesterday that I sat in my 8th grade history class and listened intently as Mr. Delabonte told us of the monumental obstacles our founding fathers faced and surmounted in the effort to build the freest, greatest country man has ever known. But now as I look at you, I hardly recognize the country I loved so much and would have fought till death to defend. I no longer see a country where men, women, and children can walk safely down the street without fearing for their very lives. I also no longer see proper respect given to the leaders we elect and whose salaries we pay. What I do see is a nation slowly falling apart before my very eyes. America, why are you so quick to condemn and indict our great and wise leaders? You are so eager to accept and adopt the opinions of Hollywood's limousine liberals that you completely ignore the facts presented by our president, his cabinet, and supporters. Listen to Barbara Streisand and Kanye West when you want music. Listen to our president and his staff when you want the facts. I also see a country willing to let every Tom, Dick, and Pedro through its borders. Have you noticed that your crime rates have risen steadily as the number of your Mexican restaurants increases? No hablo ingles will soon replace In God We Trust as our national motto. I also see the erosion of the family and the institution of marriage, a direct result of such moral-free TV shows as Desperate Housewives and Queer Eye for the Straight Guys. North Country only made $6.4 million in its first week. I, for one, am ecstatic at those figures. Perhaps this is the first step in an American cultural revolution. Perhaps it's also the first shot fired by an American public that no longer wants to see its most glamorous leading ladies frumping themselves down to play serial killers, hedonistic sluts, and godless rabble-rousers in pursuit of Oscar gold at the expense of the nation's morals. Oh, Jill Clayburgh, where are you when we need you? America, what sets you apart from so many countries is that you elect your leaders. I implore all of your citizens to take to the polls this November and make their voices heard. Citizens of New Jersey in particular must decide who's the best candidate to govern them. Doug Forrester, a man of strong American morals who believes in the sanctity of the union between a man and a woman only, or incumbent John Corzine, the man who took over for his disgraced crony, former Governor Jim McGavey. Yes, New Jersey, it is up to you to decide what's most important for your children to learn, a strong sense of morals and respect for their leaders, or how to act like a damn fruit. America, you may be in the doghouse with me, but I will love you and defend you till my death. So, Tom, how many years can I sign you up for?
Wait, whoa, how many? Oh, wow. I'm just still a little
shocked. A great service, isn't it?
I'm still kind of coming down from that. What was that I just heard?
What's that?
That whole huge thing you just did.
That was your one-on-one report. You're getting 3 of those a day.
I don't want 3 of them ever again.
Why not?
Oh.
Was it not informative?
The news you were doing was pretty much just basic facts.
Yeah, fair and balanced, kind of. That's the kind of reportage you would get on MSNBC or...
But that last thing you just tacked on to the end of it, that...
What's that?
What did you call it? Garrett's take?
Yeah. Why?
Because it was just insane. It was just you just barfing out your opinion.
That's my take. That's my two cents.
It was just.
You don't have to agree with it.
It was just you being angry. Why would I want you as a one-on-one news guy when I don't want to hear that three times a day? The homophobic, racist stuff.
What?
The thing about the rising in Mexican restaurants.
What?
With the border.
You don't have to agree with it all, but I mean, I just tell it like it is, basically.
Well, why would I? I wouldn't want this service then.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass on that. I just it's not what I'm looking for.
What did you like about it? Was it the sports stuff or?
Well,
you don't have to get sports if you're not into it. I mean that.
So all that kind of hate speech there.
I wouldn't call that hate speech at all.
That thing, McGavey, you called him McGreevy.
McGreevy McGavey.
Oh, so that's.
I must have mispronounced it.
Oh, so that was a little slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see anything wrong with you being kind of like a news guy and then giving opinions like that.
That's what news guys do. You give your opinion. I know Dan Abrams does it, and the great O'Reilly does it also.
Those are not news guys.
Sure they are.
They're not reading the news.
They deliver the news.
No, they deliver opinions that they kind of say are facts. The one thing that I really took, you're doing the local sports.
Yeah.
And then what was that football coach's name?
Ted.
Ted. You were kind of going after him on a very personal level. You said something about his inability to coach to be around impressionable teenage boys. What's that about?
This can't come as news to you or your listeners about Coach Drayton.
What do you mean?
In light of the allegations that have come up over the last few months.
Well, what are the allegations?
Well, you know, the word is that he's a child abuser.
The coach of the football team is a child abuser? Where did you get that from?
Well, all I know is that he was seen buying pornography at a Newbridge Quick Stop.
First of all, how does that make him a child abuser?
Well, there are logical steps to make. One leads to another, you know, and from what I've heard, it was a penthouse forum.
So how does that make him a child abuser?
Like I said, one thing leads to another. You hear all about those.
So it's like a slippery slope.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You hear about serial killers and deviants who start off with pornography, you know. And when I saw him buying that penthouse forum, I just...
Oh, so you saw him?
Yeah. Why?
Because you're making, like, these reports are coming. Do you have the... What did you say exactly in the thing? Can you do some of the local sports again?
Oh, yeah. Basically, at the end of it, I said many Knight supporters have questioned not only Drayton's ability to lead the team, but also whether or not he can be trusted around impressionable teenage boys. I don't know what he's doing with those kids. Is he reading penthouse forums to them? I never thought this would happen to me, but I opened my locker room door, and two co-eds were there, you know, and where that leads to, you know. Next thing you know, he's on a sex crime spree.
That's a huge leap in logic. Yes. So, if someone had pornography, then that makes and did something horrible. That makes anybody else who has pornography pretty much what are they on a little? They should be monitored.
I think so. You'll see me buying that stuff.
Well, I guess that's kind of your business.
Well, that's just one offense. You know, there's also the Matthew Wilson thing that I mentioned. The
Matthew Wilson thing.
Yeah.
What is that?
He didn't put him in.
He didn't put Matthew. Who's Matthew Wilson?
He's my son.
So it was a hold on a second.
Yeah.
You read in your report about this guy, this coach,
mm-hmm.
who didn't play a player named Matthew Wilson.
Exactly.
Who's your son?
Right.
And now all of a sudden you're claiming he's a child abuser.
There's that, but I mean he also said that in his weak defense he says that Matthew just isn't as good as the other players, and that he only lets him suit up because we're related. You know?
Because who's related?
Because he is related to Matthew. See, Coach Drayton is my brother-in-law.
Oh, my God. So you're just hammering your brother-in-law like that.
I call it like I see it.
So nothing personal entering that newscast. That was just you just doing the news.
All I can say is... He better just be on his best behavior, and otherwise NAFAM and I can do the same thing to him as we did to Claude Greeley, Newbridge High's former principal.
But what is NAFAM?
NAFAM is the Newbridge Alliance for American Morals, which I am the president of.
The Newbridge Alliance for...
American Morals.
Newbridge Alliance for American Morals. Okay.
Yes.
And that, who did you do something to?
The former principal of Newbridge High, Claude Greeley.
What did you do to him?
Well, he was a Satanist. Yeah, he was practicing all kinds of rituals in his office during school hours.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he might have been. He probably was.
Well, how would you even be able to tell if he was a Satanist?
Because I was a Satanist.
Really? You were a Satanist?
Well, no, not really. But I did go undercover as one so that the Newbridge Police Department could bust up a suspected satanic cult.
Hold.
Like 2 years ago.
Hold on a second. This is just getting richer and richer with each. Just to get this straight, you are president of an organization.
Yeah.
NAFAM.
Yes.
Which is a family morals organization.
Exactly.
And as part of that organization,
uh-huh.
You posed as a Satanist.
This was actually separate from NAFAM. This was kind of a different thing.
And so you posed as a Satanist.
Yes.
So that you could do what?
I went undercover and infiltrated this satanic cult, and basically through my great efforts and mm-hmm. fearlessness, they sent 12 people to jail.
12 people went to jail.
Yep, 12 people in Newbridge.
Wait, 12 people? You mean like not the Newbridge 12?
Yeah.
The Newbridge 12. You were the one behind that.
I was, yes, yeah. Now it can be told, as Geraldo once said.
Uh-huh. Now, I guess as a newscaster, why don't you give us some... remind people what the Newbridge 12...
Well, basically, the Newbridge 12 were a group of deviants who ended up going into Slammer due to their lack of morals and just being all-around bad people. Basically, what happened was I infiltrated their group. Mm-hmm. I got so ensconced in their group that I actually started to lose it myself. I started to question whether or not there really were WMDs and if Roe v. Wade should be overturned. I mean, I was really succumbing to their stuff. You know?
So you were becoming a Satanist?
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, basically, I meet up with them at the Whole Earth Yoga and Pilates place out on the far reaches of Newbridge a couple times a week, and for what they called, quote, rap sessions. It was disgusting.
Like, what went down in a rap session?
Oh, just these satanic rituals. They were doing these things, what they call guided meditations and chakra clearings, just like the most vile stuff.
But that's satanic.
Yeah.
That's not satanic, though. Like a chakra thing?
Yeah.
No, that's just part of... It was a yoga place, you said, right?
Yeah, it seemed pretty satanic, all that stuff.
Well, it's
all right,
not.
Well, all right, you got it. Maybe it wasn't satanic.
Now, why were you even posing as a Satanist anyway?
Jeez, you're really turning the screws on me, aren't you? Well...
But, I mean, so you were assisting the Newbridge police.
Well, I was in trouble with the government, so I went undercover.
What did you do to get in trouble with the government?
Basically... I told the local Chamber of Commerce that where I was building this office building, and just behind Newbridge Commons.
Uh-huh.
So I was getting all these tax breaks and funding, and basically I said it was a charity organization, but I didn't actually build it.
So you were just pretty much defrauding people.
Well, not really. I did have stationery made, and I priced some of those stress balls. That we put our logo on.
So, wow. So
kind of promote it.
Uh-huh. But people thought you actually were building an actual...
Like a charity. It was going to be a non-profit.
Uh-huh. For what kind of stuff? What kind of charity?
Like something for the poor or dogs or, I don't know, poor dogs.
So you don't even know what... So you pretty much were just taking money that wasn't yours.
I mean, I kind of had the intention of maybe... following it through, yeah. Why?
Why? Because it sounds pretty fraudulent. It sounds pretty bad.
Well, these guys were, maybe if not bad news, they weren't the kind of people that should be in our town, you know?
Who, the people at the yoga center?
At the Bikram Yoga.
Yeah. So there was no actual satanic ritual going on?
Not really. I basically told the cops that they were a satanic cult, yeah.
But it sounds like if anybody was kind of losing their guidance, their compass, it sounds like it was you.
What?
So those people, did you pretty much, that was kind of a frame-up then?
Well, nah, it depends how you look at it. I'm glad they're not in our community anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Aren't you?
It doesn't bother me now if I realize that they weren't doing anything wrong.
Well, I'm sure they would have done something wrong eventually.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so I got you down for a 6-year subscription. That's going to run you $4,500.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say thanks, but no thanks.
Just need that routing number.
What do you mean by routing number?
Routing number for your checking account.
My routing number?
Yeah, I've already got the account number. Yeah. I just need the routing number.
You have my account number.
Yeah, why?
How did you get my checking
just
account?
Just got it. You know, there's just, you know, sleuthing, what I'm good at. You know, I'm a reporter. I'm able to find stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wow.
I have, let's just say I have an in over at Newbridge Savings.
So now you pretty much have violated my privacy a little
Not
bit.
Not really, no.
No?
No. Hey, you going to give me the number or what?
No, I'm not going to give you the number.
Really? Well, let me lay a headline on you.
Oh, okay, I can't wait for this. What's the headline?
Local DJ gutted by unknown maniac left to rot in gutter.
Wow, so you're just going to pretty much, you're going to kill me now if I don't subscribe to this service.
I never said anything, but maybe an unknown maniac will.
That's how you're going to hide behind your threat.
Oh, it's a tough choice, isn't it?
So you're really kind of a dirtbag.
Giving a wee routing number or becoming...
Yeah, and what are you going to do with it?
Tomorrow's
headline. What, are you going to drain my checking account?
If I don't drain your checking account, I will drain your blood supply.
Oh, fantastic. Like, I couldn't have seen that coming, that threat.
Well, you didn't say anything, which leads me to believe that you're a dunce.
Oh.
Yeah.
So who else is doing these one-on-one news broadcasts?
It's just me for now.
Oh, so why? This is not even part of... You presented it as if it was a company.
Oh, it is a company.
With one employee.
Well, it's part of a bigger company.
And what is the bigger company?
Kern Communications. Why?
Kern Communications?
Yeah.
Like part of Kern Pharmaceutical?
Yeah, and Kern Co.
And Kern Co.
But you've heard of it.
Yeah, I think I have heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be proud.
I'm very proud.
I'm sure you are. You sound like a great guy.
I'll be prouder when I get that routing number.
Well, you're not going to get it.
Okay, well, I know what you're getting.
Well, what's that?
A headline.
Oh, so I'm just going to be a headline.
Well, I should say your loved ones will be getting a headline. And that call is going to be gratis. I want you to know.
And what would that? How would that call go?
I would call. What's your wife's name?
Jillian.
Jillian?
Yeah.
Like Ann Jillian?
No, like Jillian Barbary.
Jillian, I would call her and say, "Hello, Jillian. This is your one-on-one news report. Brace yourself. This is the story of the millennium. Local DJ gutted by unknown maniac, left to die in gutter."
And that would be
Tom Sharpling, a loudmouth DJ. From a high school radio station called WFMU.
Oh, a high school
radio.
Hold on. A high school radio station?
Yeah. What is it?
It's not a high school radio
station.
Oh,
it sounds like one.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry it's not as professional as your one-on-one news broadcast. Sounded like you lifted everything from Entertainment Weekly and USA Today.
I write most of my own copy.
You write that copy.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah. Where might the percentage that isn't written come from?
Well, some of it comes from E! News.
Okay.
And some of it comes from my nephew.
From what?
My nephew, Dean.
Your nephew?
Why?
Your nephew, Dean.
Yeah.
So he kind of provides you. So that's your news provider.
Hey, he's home all day looking at the computer.
Ugh.
I got to work during the day.
Doing this stuff.
Yeah, I'm in construction.
Yeah, so you're not even doing this for a
living. I'm doing it now.
How on earth would you
even hear my reel?
I'm just shocked at how awful you are.
Most of the stuff I've done in my bedroom over the years.
Well, geez, there's a surprise.
Some of it's kind of erotic too.
Oh God!
What?
What is erotic?
Some of the stuff I do. I mean, I do a lot of straight news, but I also do. I mentioned Penthouse Forum.
Yeah.
I do a little nastier version of that. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked at the hypocrisy here for a second. You were claiming that football coach. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Coach Drayden, yeah.
Yeah, Coach Drayden.
Yeah.
Hold on. You were claiming that Coach Drayden mm-hmm. is potentially going to harm impressionable teenage boys.
Right.
Implying something sleazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because sources spotted him buying, what was it, Penthouse Forum?
Yeah.
Yeah, which the sources turned out to be you.
Mm.
And then earlier you said that you don't buy stuff like that.
I don't. I write it.
Oh, you are so...
Well, don't judge it until you've read Garrett's Dirty Leg Review.
Oh, I want nothing to do with you, Garrett.
I'll send you a free copy.
Please don't.
I think you'll find it kind of erotic.
Oh, I'm sure I won't.
Anyway, let me have that number.
The routing number?
Yeah.
No.
I'll find it eventually.
I'm not giving it to you.
When do you go to work tomorrow?
That's none of your business.
When do you go?
None of your business.
Well, I'll get in there. Don't worry.
In where?
Where I need to go.
My...
your house, your glove compartment. Your pants pocket.
Oh, I hate you.
Why?
Gee, let me think why I might hate you.
You hate America, then.
So you are America.
I am America, yes. America has spoken. Are you going to vote?
Yes.
Who are you going to vote for?
Corazon.
Wait, what? You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God, you're crazier than I thought you were, son.
Yeah, what a shocking thing to vote for Corazon.
You're voting against morals, then. Oh, I so don't envy you.
Well, if they're your kind of morals, I guess maybe I might be making the right call.
I'm going straight to the mothership. You're not.
What is the mothership?
When I die.
What are you talking about?
Up in the sky.
What do you mean, heaven?
No, the mothership.
What is that?
That's where the good people go when they die.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
I have no idea. What religion are you talking about?
In the Book of Wilson.
The Book of Wilson?
Yeah.
What is that, like Scientology?
No, I wrote it. Why?
You wrote it? So you even have your own religion?
Yeah, why?
Oh, you're terrifying.
What do you mean?
Oh, just stop. Stop. What do I mean?
Yeah. Pray to me.
What?
Pray to me.
I'm not going to...
I will grant you anything.
You will grant me anything?
Yes.
How am I supposed to pray to you?
Get down on your knees.
Okay.
Are you down on your knees?
Oh, actually, get on my knees.
Okay, I'm ready.
I just have to try. Okay, I'm on my knees.
Oh, Garrett. Say it.
Oh, Garrett.
I worship thee.
I worship thee.
As my God.
As my God.
I will do whatever you say.
I will do whatever you say.
As proof of my devotion to you.
As proof of my devotion to you.
I am asking my call screener.
I am asking my call screener.
To hand me a knife.
To hand me a knife.
Has he done that?
No.
Make him do it.
Well, we don't have knives around here.
Wait, what?
I mean, there's a...
you can't do a blood sacrifice like that, then.
There's a screwdriver here.
Okay, use that. That's great.
Okay, I have a screwdriver in my hand. Okay, what do I do?
You just kind of, like, put it into your, like, chest.
No,
carve a G into it, your chest.
So I'm just supposed to kill myself.
No. It's a blood sacrifice. You gotta listen.
Yeah, that's...
Not a human sacrifice, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, just a blood sacrifice.
Yeah. Then you drip the blood into like a bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then you drink it. Why?
But I'm glad to see you went after those horrible Satanists, right?
That was satanic, yes.
What was?
What they were doing.
Yeah, but
Pilates.
But this thing you just did right now wasn't at all creepy.
That's positively Wilsonian.
You're terrible.
I'm wasting my time with you.
You're terrible.
You'll never get it.
Good luck.
You'll never get it. I'm canceling your subscription, too.
Well, thank you.
But I found the routing number.
Oh. What happened to No Dudes Allowed? What happened to No Dudes Allowed?